Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mama of Many,
day 16
of 2020 Thrive. And wow, I am in awe and wonder of Jesus, of his word that is the gift that keeps on giving. And as I have been pouring out these words, as I sense Jesus showed me to do faithfully and consistently daily over these 25 days, it takes the miraculous of Jesus. It takes the presence of Jesus, because as I say, goodness knows nobody needs Christine pouring out. Nobody needs another voice pouring out. But as I said yesterday, pouring and putting ourselves out there is useless, but pouring Jesus out there everywhere is priceless, miraculous. And Jesus is going to be for each and every one of you who will continue to press in close to Jesus this year. He will be the gift that you will be continually unwrapping and then giving out to others everywhere you go in his miraculous overflow. And the Lord would say to you this day, you will shine bright increasingly in the night hours of this world. Your light will never go out, but you will be the light that keeps on shining. You will not be a flickering light, but you are going to be that beacon that is set on the hill. You will be that light that draws many to Jesus through everything you go through. The Lord is with you, and he will show himself strong on your behalf. Those troubles that come your way, they come for you to overcome. And as you overcome those obstacles set before you, the Lord says that nothing shall be impossible for you. And you will show to the watching world that is looking on the greatness, the gloriousness, the miraculousness of our God. Jesus is taking us into greater grace, greater glory, and greater authority, the fullness of his Holy Spirit for us this year. Nothing missing, nothing broken from our lives, nothing missing or broken from our children. That's God's promise for our children in these days. So we do not need to fear what the world fears. Instead, we faithfully continue to look up, and we're going to be seeing only the glory of Jesus, only the goodness, only the open heaven of the Lord pouring out his provisions, his blessings, his protections. There will be many protections, some you won't even know about, upon the lives of his children and for his children this year. No lack, only fullness for you. Strange lands, unusual miracles. That's what I sense the Lord has given me today. And so often we can feel like we end up in some very strange places, some very strange lands. I was reading to our youngest son, and he loved it. Before Christmas last year, we were going through the books of the Faraway Tree, and it tells stories and encounters of a family of children in the Second World War who were living and taken away to the countryside, and they would run away when they could from all their chores and from all the hardships of life that they were enduring, to and all the mundane, to the faraway tree. And as they climbed that tree, they would go into these new worlds, into these different lands. They would go into the land of topsy-turvy. Have you ever felt like you've been there, where your whole world just gets turned upside down? Well, for them, everything was upside down in the land of topsy-turvy. There was the spinning world. Have you ever felt like everything in your life is just speeding? Well, I really do believe right now we are in a season of accelerated time and divine acceleration. And God is, it just feels like things are speeding up. Used to be back in the day, we could say, oh, it feels like time is just passing me by. I can't believe from 1 year to the next. That would be for older people. But now I can hear my children saying it. The young people are saying it. I never used to feel like that at the age of 16. And then scientifically, I read something a while ago now, where scientifically it's even proven that time appears to be speeding up and accelerating. Well, didn't the Lord even prophesy and say that there would be a speeding up in the last days? For if it wasn't for that, then the deceptions could even deceive the elect. But in this season of divine acceleration, we're going to know the acceleration of blessing, of increase, and of favor. But when you feel like you're in that land of topsy-turvy, hey, just you trust in Jesus. The Lord will turn you the right way up again. That topsy-turvy world for us is whenever we are being led by our flesh lives, when we are allowing our own fleshly desires to dictate to us, when we're allowing and we're submitting to those temptations and those cravings and those screamings of our flesh. They will lead us astray. That leads us into the land of topsy-turvy. When we are led by our emotions, those slippery suckers that will suck the life and the purposes and will of God out of our lives if we let them, we will not let them this year. When we're led by our own intellect and our own mind, when we're led by our soulish realm, by our own will, well, when we surrender that to the Lord, we can then be turned the right way up. We'll no longer be living topsy-turvy as happened through sin and through the fall, where suddenly everything turned upside down, the wrong way up. The flesh was leading and the soul and the emotions took control and the spirit had died. But we have been revived since the death of Jesus Christ, and God's spirit has revived our spirit, is breathing life into us again, because we have been born again through the blood of the Lamb and by the Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit, the breath of life, is now within our spirit. So we want to be the right way up once more. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. So no longer topsy-turvy, no longer upside down, but being led. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And we're going to be spirit-led in these days all the way. But we want to be the right way up and in God's divine order. And when we're walking uprightly, those that God can trust with heaven's blessed best, we're going to know only the bounty, only the beauty of Jesus, only his fullness in our lives, being led by our spirit, our emotions, our minds, our wills, our emotions, submitting to the Spirit of God who's ruling and reigning from our spirit and our flesh life. Oh, just die. I remember seeing a vision years ago. I was just a teenager, of my own tombstone, and it just had on it Christine Hollinger at the time, R.I.P., rest in peace. And the Lord showed me from that early age the importance of, hey, when my flesh tried to rise up wanting its way, wanting what it wanted, which would tear me away from the things of God, I was to remember the time I'd surrendered my life. I was to take that flesh life back to the place where it belongs. You have been crucified with Christ. No longer I that lives, but Christ now lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith, the Spirit of the Son of God. The same Spirit that was in Christ is within you and within me, and who loved us and gave himself for us to live this right way up life, for us to walk uprightly in and through him. And I would remind my flesh life, hey, rest in peace, back in your box where you belong, because I'm going to soar and live the miraculous life of Christ and the life of the Spirit. Actually, I didn't intend yet again to say any of that, but I felt the anointing and the Spirit of God on that. So I'm just going to let that roll, even with the interruption that came in there. And I want to go with what the Lord has given me today, because just like those children in the storybook would find themselves in different lands, so we this year, I sense the Lord showing me, and as we have experienced many times before, but the Lord wants to set us up for a win. He wants to set us up to thrive in 2025. We're not just going to survive anymore. We're not just going to get by, but we are going to thrive by the word of the Lord. And we're going to find ourselves in some very strange lands. They don't seem to match the theology. They don't seem to match yours or my expectations of where we may have thought we would be. They can be the land of grief, the land of disappointment. The land of grief and loss is a very painful place to be. I've walked there, and I've walked through that land with many of you too. Jesus never intended any of us to suffer that loss. That's why it is so alien to us. The Lord showed and taught me that through the loss of my dad 15 years ago and showed me that was never my intention. That's why it is so harsh. My intention was for you to live forever with me. But because of sin, obviously, there was that change that came in. But because of Christ, who overcame sin and the power of death, thank God I was able to, and I can say with confidence and confidently, I will dance with my daddy again, because we do not mourn as the world mourns. We have a hope that the world doesn't have, and our hope and our confident expectation is in Jesus and in the finished work of the cross, and heaven is only ever a breath away. Such a thin veil. And I pray in these days, increasingly, we will see beyond that veil. The Lord will give us encounters more and more where we can see into that fourth dimension, as I often call it, into those heavenly realms of the Lord. And we're going to walk and live in those heavenly realms daily. Angels are all around us. Heaven is all around us. The kingdom of God is within us because of Jesus. So let's release his kingdom through us and bring and be carriers of his kingdom everywhere we go. We can walk through the land of disillusionment. Life just doesn't pan out. Maybe a job or a big dream doesn't pan out the way we thought it would. Disappointment, even despair. Allow Jesus and his divine exchange to meet you there. Beauty for ashes, Isaiah 61 promises us. The oil of joy for sadness, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, that we might be called oaks of righteousness, planted by the Lord, that he might be glorified. What heavy and unfitting weight are you wearing today? Jesus wants you to take it off. Is it worry? Is it grief? Is it anxiety, depression? I pray today that the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the knowledge, the wisdom, the counsel, the Holy Spirit is your counselor, the power of the Holy Spirit will come to you and will break through for you and meet you and fill you and fulfill you right where you're at. In Jesus' name. Strength instead of weakness, God promises us here, because no matter what we go through, he promises we will be oaks of righteousness, of his rightness, his right in our lives. He gives us the righteousness of Christ is ours. And just as right as Christ is, that's how right God has made you and me, that we can walk confidently and we can approach his throne with confidence continually. Oaks are strong. They are trees that are planted. And God would say to you, that's who you are. He has made you strong. In your weakness, you can receive his strength. And then his strength will be made perfect in your weakness. In Psalm 137, we read, beside the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept. And there we wept when we remembered Zion. They hung their harps up on the willow trees, but yet our captors demanded of us a song. Our tormentors insisted on a joyful hymn, song of worship. But how can we sing the songs of the Lord in a strange, in a foreign, in an alien land? One time I found myself in a very strange, foreign, and alien land. It was the time, the day that my mum was being taken to a hospital. Not where I would have chosen for her to have gone, not a place I ever dreamt in a million years I would be walking into. And my heart was broken in a million places. It was shattered. And the Lord gave me that word that morning. And I've never forgotten it, because as I cried out to the Lord, I said, oh, Lord, I feel like I'm going into such a strange land. such a foreign, alien land into what, let's call it as it is, would have been a mental hospital with my mum diagnosed with dementia, dementia, as she rightly called it, because every good and perfect gift comes from God, and we can war against everything else that sickness, illness, mental illness is not from him. So we never accept it. We reject it. We pray against it. We war against it. We get words, God's word against it. And as the Lord showed me as I journeyed that journey with my own mum and saw God's miraculous breakthroughs and miracles too many times to mention, and then God's ultimate victory when he took my mama home in glory. I learned so many lessons on spiritual warfare through that period that I will be forever grateful to my mama for that. Although she would have never wished any of us to have gone through that, God will work all things together for good to those who love him. So I took the good of the lessons from it, and I rejected everything that the devil had to and tried to bring upon us and our family. And I would not accept that dementia, because it was stopping right there. I'm not accepting dementia as being something that, oh, it's just a condition, because then you can accept it for yourself and for your own family lines. It is not from God, therefore we reject it. We war against it. We know who masquerades behind every sickness and illness, and that is the devil himself. It's evil. It's of darkness. If it's not of light, then we continually bring God's word and God's light against the darkness, until that darkness will always be overcome, because the darkness will never overcome the light, but the light will always shine brighter and will overcome the darkest night, as I experienced many times through that period with my mum. But my heart was absolutely dashed and broken in a million pieces. And I sensed the Lord saying, Christine, you know, praise me, just keep trusting me. Yes, it looks like you're going into a strange land. We were driving, my brother and I, my mum, to the hospital that day, and having to leave her there, well, it broke our hearts. But if I had to go there, I knew the Lord had a purpose for me there, and I couldn't leave my mama there. So as often as I could, we would be, one of us kids would always be there at her side. I dropped my kids at work in the morning, and whenever I could, I would be there alongside her until it was school pickup time. I would work from there. And in those days that we were at that horrible place, where I came across so many other precious lives that Jesus so loves. One, let me tell you just one story, Super Sarah. If the devil thinks he's won when we have to go into these strange lands, he's wrong. We will always overcome through the blood of the Lamb. They overcame with the blood of the Lamb, with the word of their testimony, and they loved not their own lives, their own wills, their own selfish ways, but they crucified them. They put them to death. They loved them not to the death. And when our lives can be like that, we're going to find great victories. Super Sarah, she would used to be a lawyer back in the day, and here was Super Sarah, as I would call her. She would roam every day, circling round and round the corridor and round the main area where we'd be seated. And she would be crying out as she would wander, and her head would be down, and she was always searching for something on the ground. And one time I took a hold of Super Sarah's hands, because she had been down at my feet. And as she was down at my feet and the carer who was assigned to her didn't notice, I began to speak to Super Sarah and tell her, what you're looking for, Sarah, you won't find there. You've been searching all your life, and the missing piece is Jesus. He loves you. He died for you, Sarah. He wants you to know him as your Lord and Savior, Sarah. And I prayed with Sarah. And when she came up, I took her hands. I prayed with her that she would know and she would receive Jesus as her Lord and her Savior. When I came back the next day with my son that evening, I was there with Joshua and in my mama's bedroom, and Super Sarah, she was wandering around the corridors and she came in. She shouldn't have done that. This carer should have made sure that that didn't happen. But she heard my voice and she came in and she put her arms around me. My son witnessed this, and I had to share with him afterwards what she was thanking me for. And all she said in a coherent moment was, thank you. Let me tell you, the spirit in you, the spirit in every one of us, God can cause to revive, to come alive, to receive, no matter what it looks like the mental state is. And then the carer caught up with her and apologized profusely and took her away. And we knew, and I knew, and I saw that day, never underestimate. God sends us sometimes into the darkness to bring out those treasures from darkness, those riches stored in secret places. So there's always purpose in your pain. We will usurp the usurper. We will torment the tormentor. We will destroy the destroyer. We will devour the devourer in this hour. That which comes to destroy us, to devour us, will be defeated before us in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus himself said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, be of good cheer, rejoice, he says, I have overcome the world. Why were the disciples so dispersed, so confused? Why did they despair and give up when Jesus was taken to the cross? He'd already warned them. When they were at the Mount of Transfiguration, those with him, they loved what they saw. The Father speaking, this is my beloved Son. There was Elijah and Moses there with Jesus. Oh, they loved that. Let's pitch tents for all of us, Jesus. That was great. But Jesus warned them, even from that time, that you would see that the Son of Man, he would die. He warned them of what was coming. He warned them many times that he would be crucified. And rather than knowing, hey, this is the trouble they had to go through, I'm going to trust him, I'm going to stay with Jesus all the way, they dispersed. They gave into confusion. They gave into doubt. We want to be doubtless in these days. Let's learn from our past failures and fallings. Let's learn from the past mistakes. Let's learn from the deceptions of the last 5 years. And let's do things differently going forward continually. Troubles come to be overcome. Jesus warned them he would die, and Jesus warns us that in this world we will have trouble. So when those troubles come, do not despair. Do not give up in defeat. Do not retreat. That is your time to sing that song of praise in the strange land, to shout your praises to God, to trust him and to hold him tighter, closer, more intimately, more than ever. That's the time to press into him and you will win. That's the time, like when grapes are crushed in the pressing, there is the new wine. That's the time when the Lord will bring forth the new anointing that he has for you, the new that he has of blessings and increase and favor for you. Trust him. Don't despair. Let Jesus meet you right there, whatever the strange land it is you may find yourself in this year. Trust him all the way. Maybe it's an unexpected diagnosis. Maybe it's going to be news. Maybe it's a letter on the mat. I remember one time coming home, picking up the post and going through a number of envelopes, and I got to one and I felt this. Whoa, something came on me. I knew. I sensed the Lord show me supernaturally, instinctively, this was not good. And before I could open it, I opened the next envelope and I put that down. And the Lord gave me a song, be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. I am not afraid. I am not dismayed. No, no, no. I'm walking in faith and victory. Come on and walk in faith and victory, for the Lord your God is with you and me. And as I sang that, I knew that the Lord had given me a word, and I thought, whoa, Lord, what are you preparing me for in this envelope? And it wasn't good news for me at that point of time. It was devastating news. But God had already told me I was to be bold and I was to be courageous. God was with me. He had miracles working for me. And so I was going to put my trust and my confidence in him. Why are we surprised when troubles come, when Jesus warned us, but troubles come for us to overcome? And I saw the Lord do through that envelope, through that situation that I read, only the miraculous breakthrough. So I want to encourage you this year, whatever you're facing, trust in Jesus all the way. Those strange lands, those strange places, those painful places will lead to unusual breakthroughs and miracles for you in Jesus' mighty name. Don't despair. Allow Jesus to meet you there. He is going to break through for you above and beyond your wildest dreams. Let's pray. And as we do, I want to encourage you. Psalm 126, 1-6, when the Lord brought back the captives of Zion. It was like a dream. You will dream again when you receive your victory, your breakthrough. Hold on through the storm. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy, and the other nations said, what amazing things the Lord has done for them. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy. That's what the Lord has for you. That's what the Lord has in store for you. He will restore our fortunes as streams renew the desert. Those who sow in tears will reap a harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to sow their seed, but you will sing as you return with your harvest. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Strange lambs will produce unusual miracles for us this year. Wherever you lead us, we will follow. Holy Spirit, fill us, overflow us. And Lord, I pray you will have your divine purpose and will in and through us. And we ask that all of the glory will go to you. As a watching and waiting world so needs you, release your glory through everything we walk through, everywhere we go. In Jesus' name, let us go in your overflow. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow.